Let's get kinky and fuck like God's watching. Sometimes I get in the mood to really piss off the religious right. Those times call for unholy blasphemy sex. I'm not talking about the sort of vanilla baby Jesus butt plug. Although for the chronically vanilla, that can be quite a thrill. I'm talking about let's fuck on the altar and call God a damn pussy, bathe in the baptismal and use pages from the Bible to blow our noses. Kinky, fucking, awesome sex. Let's pick a denomination of Christianity and go out of our way to fucking piss those losers off. Jesus died for your sins, huh? Well, can you blow me for mine? I've got a huge thick strap-on cock that'll make you think you done died and gone to heaven once you start coming like a little bitch on it. Unholy blasphemy sex can be really fun. Should give it a try sometime. Come on, you know you're a sinner, so why try to hide it? Why pretend that you're so fucking righteous that you've never committed a mortal sin or a venial sin? Hell, how many of you ever so righteous motherfuckers know the difference between a mortal and venial sin anyway? You go to church and then feel so fucking good about yourselves and then go right back to hating your neighbors and campaigning to strip people different from you of their civil rights, all in the name of your Prince of Peace. So go on, jump into the deep end, commit some unholy blasphemy sex games, and admit the truth. You'd do literally anything in the name of your own pleasure, no matter how depraved and fucked up. You like this? You like my blog, fetishphonesexblog.com, or give me a call at 800-601-7259. Ask for Harper.